2222. Now, the Rain Peninsula Male Voice Choir have a new CD out. 4 new tracks. We'll have a chat about them in a moment. This particular track is the first one, called Lower Lights. And with us from the choir now is Doug Gillen. Hi, Doug.
Good afternoon.
How are you doing?
Very good, thank you.
Sounding nice there?
Yeah, well, it's typical of the sort of Cornish male voice choir repertoire, but we have one written by a local man called Minadu Breaks, which evokes the emotions and the memories of a Cornish exile recalling home.
So that's on this new CD. Why have you brought it out now then, Doug?
Well, it's our 40th anniversary. We've just celebrated our 40th anniversary, and we thought that this was appropriate, and particularly because it tells of all the places around our home in the Rain Peninsula. We're based in the twin villages of Kingsand and Cawsand, and the Minadu song tells us about Raimhead, Penlee Point, Whitsand Bay, and many other local features.
So you have the choir made up from people from both parts of the villages then?
Yes, and some people come from Plymouth itself and some from down towards Liskard. So there are about 40 of us, and we're drawn from fairly close. You know, most of them are within about 6 or 8 miles, but one or two travel quite a distance.
I bet you've seen some people come and go in 40 years. Have you got anybody that's still there from the beginning?
We have one founder member left.
Do you?
And we have one gentleman of 90 who's still singing in the choir. So, I mean, we absolutely love it. It's done mostly for charity. We reckon to have raised around 250,000 over the 40 years.
That's incredible.
Yeah, last year we raised 8,000. We've just handed over a cheque for £1,200 to Action Mesothelioma, which is a lung disease which has claimed 5 of our members in recent years. And several of our members were in Plymouth Sound on January 1, raising money in the local Lions Swim.
So it's something that you really, it's really part of core of the choir, isn't it, to do gigs for charity?
Yeah, the beneficiaries have been the Cornwall Air Ambulance, Shelter Box, more than a dozen boxes at the last count. And this signature tune has been adopted by Visit Cornwall, and it's on the soundtrack of a film called The Last Fisherman about Malcolm Baker, who's a local fisherman and one of a dying breed. And the film was made by a group of Austrians who are regular Rain visitors, and has been shortlisted in 3 international film festivals, 1 in the UK and 2 in the continent. So we're hoping to hear good news about that soon.
So did you have to get special permission for this song then, The Minadu Break?
Well, yes. Pete Staniforth, the composer, basically donated it to us. So we have been extremely fortunate with that, but we have a full-time or professional musical director, Jonathan Lucy, and an accompanist, Liz Sidebottom, and she has done the arrangements for that, as she does for many of the other things that we sing.
You're always out and about, aren't you guys? You're very much ready to go for people's weddings, to charity events. You're up for anything, aren't you?
Yes, we do. We do quite a lot. We did one on the 29th of December locally. But we rehearse every week, and we welcome new members at the community hall in Kingsand. We have a website where some of our other songs were pretty eclectic choice of music, from Ness and Dorma and Puccini to show songs and the traditional Cornish ones.
Yes, I like the bit of a show song. That's right. The choir, all right in my book, I can tell you. So this new CD has got four tracks on it. So we just heard Lower Lights. Then we've got Calm is the Sea. What's that one?
Well, it's a kind of a semi-sacred. It's a semi-religious. It's just about the how people who are lost at sea are looking the lights of the shore. But also it equates them to the lights, the kind of spiritual light, if you like.
Oh, right, OK. And this was performed in Maker Church, was it?
Yes, we recorded all of it in Maker Church, which is just above the Twin Villages.
It's a lovely CD, but I've just spotted a typo. You've put Maker Church, C-H-R-U-C.
Yes, yes, we're aware of that, but you must have very sharp eyesight. That's in about 6-point type. Most of our members wouldn't be able to spot it, which probably explains why it's there.
I was just having a look down the list going, I'm sure that's not how you spell church. I thought I'd better point that out to you, but you already know.
Don't look too closely at some of the typos either.
I won't at all. Hey, listen, Doug, thank you very much for coming on, and congratulations on the 40th anniversary. I know you've just celebrated it, but is this year something special for you guys?
Well, the foundation year is drawing to a close, but we have a lot of things planned. We've sung all over the place. I mean, we've sung in Germany, France, Spain, Ireland. We're going to Ireland this year. We've done concerts, which included singing with the Russian Army and the Royal Marines. So we're not short of ideas about what to do, and we have other CDs planned as well.
Fabulous. Hey, listen, Doug, we're going to play a bit of Minindoo Breaks now. Thank you very much for coming on, and send our love back to the boys.
Thank you very much.
Take care.
Soon.